Sweet Mary Jane, I know only too well of your pain. The fated night your life was snatched so callously away, your cries all in vain, a while unglamorous display. The stench of death's breath, that of ravenous decay, the grave night you were slain, sweet Mary Jane. Had you been aware of your grisly fate on the 9th of November 1888, then maybe you'd not have made so great a haste to vacate your safe place after dark. With red lights in your slipstream and fright in your heart, the night air it felt frisky, whistled briskly as it passed, disinclined to sights the likes of which could stop a heart from beating, precious little safe to mark your keeping. Didn't hear him creeping deep in mist as thick as stew, not a whisper heard retreating, not a fleeting clue, seeping through the cracks of every heartbeat black and blue. No release due, no way back for you. Whitechapel's liveliest, unlicensed surgeon, prizing an item list, sick to be certain. One swift insertion, precise in its slicing, decisively mined through the gristle and rind. This one prior kiss to dying aside, it was frightful the night that you died. Sweet Mary Jane, it pains greatly to tell of your fate, of the night your bright light was snatched so callously away, your cries all in vain, a while unglamorous display, the stench of death's breath, that of ravenous decay, the grave night you were slain, sweet Mary Jane. And thus each time I die, I cry your name.